You know, we were just talking about the Chiefs and Lions played the other night, and then a massive fist fight broke out after the game.
I don't know all the particulars, but I think one of the defensive players for the Lions was upset that he said that a penalty against him was not called. The Chiefs got away with a dirty play, he said, the Lions player. So after the handshake line, he punched the guy underneath his face mask and blooded his nose.
I saw that move. Collinsworth says they'll have to address this. He'll probably get some suspension.
I think you have to.
This is the call of it.
Pretty significant brawl going on here. And then Branch and Juju continue to pass by, and he gives Juju a shot, who goes down. And that's where the whole thing began. It was Pacheco, Branch, Juju, and other players involved, including Trent McDuffie, as most of the guys were trying to keep things calm.
Suspensions on this, I bet, for at least a game. For the guy from Detroit who punched him under his face mask.
And it kind of looks like it started, I think Mahomes even kind of reached out to like do a good game slap, and he brushed him off. That's what kind of started it all.
Well, that's what I read, that somebody refused to shake Mahomes' hands.
Yeah.
And you know.
It's probably that Branch dude.
It was.
Sure,
yeah.
I'm mad. It's like when I refused to touch tips with a pickleball opponent.
Who punched you in the face over it?
I left the court.
Mm.
I said, I won't be part of this. I told you about this a year ago when this happened.
You still see those people, those guys?
I've seen one of them since. It was icy. This was last Sunday. We were in a tournament.
Oh.
And one of them showed up. The other refuses to be around me. The two of us. I know he refuses to be around me. Did I lose to him again? Yes, I did.
Yes.
But
do you think he remembered you?
Oh, I know so. He looked at me and said, let's hope we have a cleaner game than last time.
Was this the rolling ball guy?
This was rolling ball.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, this was rolling ball.
Rolling ball.
Don't think I have forgotten okay. that. That happened. We were at Candy Cane Classic just before Christmas last year. And
yes, that is its real name.
We were playing Austin and Jeremy, two good players. Austin is one of the best players I ever face. And we were about to win. We were up 10-9 and serving, and game's on my paddle. And I put away a slam shot. And right after I did, I'm ready to touch tips. Austin says, sorry.
Replay the point.
Replay the point. Ball in the background. And I said, are you kidding me?
Rolling ball.
A rolling ball had taken his attention behind me. But later on video, and even in that moment, I thought that rolling ball didn't matter a whit.
That's the video you showed us.
That's right.
And I thought you had slowed it down so we could see it frame by frame.
That was real
but
speed.
But in reality, that was real
that
speed.
Was real speed.
That was actual speed.
That's correct.
It looked like four mastodons you would see in a Jurassic Park movie.
That's correct.
Lumbering across the savannah. Or wherever those mastodons were, the
right.
Great Plains.
That's right. Here's my point. I will never touch Austin's tip. That is on record.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that ball, that rolling ball, did not take his attention away because simultaneously I slammed that point and we won it. And I told Jeremy as much. I was like, I'll touch your tip, but I'm not touching Austin's.
I'll take things you've said and sorority girls have said. I will never touch Austin's tip.
Yeah. One of those Venn diagrams. It actually works, Biggie.
I will touch Jeremy's tip. I will not touch Austin's tip.
Earl, say it.
Yas, queen.